This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. 2 days after she was detained in a military coup, Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi was formally charged Wednesday as calls for civil disobedience to oppose the takeover gathered pace. Residents in Myanmar's largest city, Yangon, have held a noise protest for a second night in opposition to Monday's military coup. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Banging pots and pans together, smashing food tins with sticks and clapping loudly, residents kept up a sustained cacophony as they stood on balconies of downtown apartment blocks or in the street with passing cars, joining in with blaring horns. In a country where the military has a record of dealing brutally with protests, the tactic means they can make their feelings known with little physical risk. Monday's coup came as lawmakers had gathered in the capital for the opening of a new parliamentary session. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States, Britain, Germany, and the EU have all urged Moscow to immediately free Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Russia Wednesday defended its crackdown on protesters demanding the release of the opposition leader as his allies vowed to continue putting pressure on the Kremlin. Protest Monitor said more than 10,000 people were detained at recent nationwide rallies in support of President Vladimir Putin's loudest critic, who was handed a nearly 3-year prison term Tuesday. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday blasted the LGBT movement as incompatible with Turkey's values and compared student protesters to, quote, terrorists, end quote, as a month of youth-driven rallies shook his rule. More than 300 students and their supporters were detained in Istanbul.